On February 5th of 2003, in Belgium, there was what was called the biggest diamond heist in the world. Thieves were able to steal about $100 million worth of diamonds. And they managed to do this by getting past 10 different layers of security. And this included a 3-ton, 1-foot-thick vault door, combination lock with over 1 million possible combinations, a nearly impossible to duplicate foot-long key, a magnetic sensor, a light sensor, a heat/motion sensor, a metal grate, and 2 security cameras. Now, when I first read about that, I have to admit, I was impressed. Like, that's not an easy thing to do. Now, I'm not saying that we should go steal diamonds, but it is impressive how much zeal they had, how much fervor, how much dedication, how clever they were, how much planning ahead they must have done in order to pull that off, in order to make it happen. And I think that's kind of the idea of what's going on in our gospel passage today. I think being impressed by the cleverness, the zeal, the dedication, and the resolve is why the master commended the dishonest steward. Where Jesus told us the master commended the dishonest steward for acting prudently. It's not like he was happy that the dishonest steward was cheating him out of his own money, but he was impressed by it. He saw that dedication, that zeal, that fervor in order to reach that goal that the steward had of a comfortable life once he was fired. And for that reason, he was commended. Jesus explains, "For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light." And what he means by that is that the people who have this world as their goal, as their end, as their reason for living, they seem to do a better job at working towards that end than we do as Christians, the children of light, those of us who are trying to seek out that eternal dwelling with God, that union with Him forever in heaven. That those of this world, fixated on this world, seem to pursue their goals with that greater fervor. And we see that in the dishonest steward. He knew, being fired, that he's going to have a difficult life unless he takes what was given to him, although it was only briefly, very short time of his stewardship left. If he took that and he used it for his benefit, his goal of a comfortable life, by cheating his master out of even more money, by telling the debtors to reduce their debt on their promissory note. He was planning ahead. He was thinking ahead. He was working towards his goal of a comfortable life and being friends with those debtors who are just going to welcome him into their homes. And so we have to ask ourselves, how do we do with the stewardship given to us? We might be a little confused by that because we say that we own things, that we have possessions, that they are ours. But really, ultimately, everything comes from God. Everything that we have comes from God. Everything is a gift to us. And we might think, well, that can be hard to grasp. How is that the case? For example, a cell phone. How can we say that, like, God made that cell phone? Well, God made the material the cell phone is made out of. God gave the intellect and will to the person who designed the cell phone. God gave life to the person who assembled the cell phone. So ultimately, even a cell phone came from God. All things come from God. And eventually, like the dishonest steward, God is going to require us to give a full account of what's entrusted to us. How were we as stewards of the gifts that were given to us? Recognizing that even all the things that we say are ours are ultimately really God's. And that's not just our material wealth, but everything that's given to us. Our time, our talent, even our relationships with each other. God will want to know, what did we do with these gifts? And so we might wonder, well, how are we to be good stewards of all of these blessings that God has given us? Well, God didn't leave us here without instructions. I mean, he gave us the commandments. He gave us the precepts of the church. He gave us the church to help us understand Holy Scripture. He's trying to help guide us on the way to be good stewards so that we could be with him forever in heaven. And St. Robert Bellarmine puts it this way: the commandments of God perfect the man who obeys them. They provide him with what he needs. They instruct and enlighten him and make him good and blessed. If you are wise, know that you have been created for the glory of God and your own eternal salvation. This is your goal. This is the center of your life. This is the treasure of your heart. If you reach this goal, you will find happiness. If you fail to reach it, you will find misery. So God is trying to guide us back to himself. And in addition to the commandments, Jesus gives us a little bit more instruction in our passage today. He tells us, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal life. What he means by dishonest wealth is the things of this world, the things that we can't take with us when we pass. It's things like money or fame. These things, they don't stay with us. They're fleeting. They're here for a moment, but then gone. We are called to use these so that we can reach our ultimate goal of being with God in heaven. Kind of like the steward, how he used the resources entrusted to his care to help him reach his goal of a comfortable life. But we should also take these things and we should give them back to the Lord. And we can do that in different ways. And in one of the ways is to give it back to Christ, who is present in each other. Those who are needy, those who are poor, those who can't care for themselves. God calls us to share the blessings that we have with them. Because he tells us in the Gospel of St. Matthew, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me. So when that dishonest wealth at the end of our lives fails, by using the resources, the things entrusted to our care, and the time that we have here on earth, if we use it wisely, if we're good stewards of it, then we will secure for ourselves, by the help of God's grace, a place in eternal life, a place in heaven. So our focus needs to be on God and union with him. We must choose to serve God and use the things he entrusted to us wisely to reach our goal. We kind of see in our first reading the opposite of that. We see in our first reading what not to do. In our first reading, there was a group of people, and what they said was, when will the new moon be over, that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath, that we may display our wheat? We will diminish the ephah and add to the shekel and fix our scales for cheating. Those people, they had as their goal things of the world, things here on earth. They weren't focused on the things of heaven. In fact, they seemed to despise the things of heaven, because when there's the new moon, that was a special celebration for worshiping God. The Sabbath, that's a special day to focus on worshiping God. And yet they were eager for that to end, like, yeah, let's get past that so that we can get to what we really want, which is making money. They had a false god of mammon, of money. And they wanted the things of God to be over quickly so that they could get to their false god. But we are called not to follow their example. We, who are worshiping here at Mass, should be eager to spend time with God. Not eager to go back to the world and everything else, but staying after communion, spending time with the Lord in prayer. Besides, Mass isn't really over until the deacon says so. So we need to keep our focus on God, keep our focus on heaven, trust ourselves to the Lord. For Jesus tells us at the end of the gospel passage today, no servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. So we're called to choose wisely. Do we have God, our Father in heaven, as our ultimate goal? Or Is there something here on earth that's deterring us, that's an obstacle towards that path towards heaven? Are we being good stewards of what God has given us, that he's entrusted to our care? Or are we squandering it for the things of the world? It seems that the diamond thieves had their focus on money. And it didn't end well for them. They all ended up in prison. And I'm not saying that we should follow their example of stealing, but we can learn from their zeal, from their cleverness, from their planning ahead, their determination to reach their goal. And we can imitate that in our pursuit of our goal of heaven. And so for this week, let us come up with at least one way, one thing that we can do, something different this week that will help us to be better stewards of what God has entrusted to us and help us on that journey towards heaven. And let us think of that one thing for this week as we prepare ourselves to encounter Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist.